KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies. It's 37 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy and windy today with a daytime high right around 40. Winds southwest at 20 to 35 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Three people were injured during a two-vehicle accident Monday afternoon in Montgomery County. The sheriff's office reports they received a call from OnStar about an accident west of L Avenue and Highway 34 east of Red Oak at around 2:20 p.m. After arrival, deputies determined that a 2002 Chevy Impala driven by 19-year-old Caitlin Georgiana Barrett of Bedford was traveling westbound on Highway 34 and had pulled off onto the north shoulder with the intent to make a U-turn. Barrett then got into the path of a 2011 Buick Enclave driven by 80-year-old Donna Grace Carlson of Red Oak that was also traveling west on Highway 34. Barrett was flown from the scene to the University of Nebraska Medical Center with a head injury. Donna Carlson and passenger 85-year-old Robert Carlson were taken to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment of possible unknown injuries. Damage to the Impala was estimated at $6,000. Damage to the Enclave was estimated at $18,000, and charges are pending at this time. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Red Oak Fire and Rescue, LifeNet Helicopter, Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency, the Red Oak Police Department, Eggleston Towing, and Bates Towing. A woman from southern Iowa was injured during a single-vehicle accident Monday afternoon in Page County. The Iowa State Patrol says the driver of a 2008 Ford F-350 pickup, 78-year-old Dixie Fritz of Newmarket, was injured when her truck left the road and hit a cable barrier. The woman, who was wearing her seatbelt, was transported by Clarinda Rescue to the Clarinda Regional Hospital following the crash. The patrol says after the pickup struck that first cable barrier, it bounced across the road and hit the opposite cable barrier. The pickup managed to cross over that particular barrier and enter the south ditch, where it came to rest on the driver's side facing north. That accident happened around 3:10 p.m. on eastbound Highway 2 in Page County. A Red Oak man was arrested Monday evening for shoplifting. The Red Oak Police Department reports they arrested 47-year-old Clinton Joe Hans England of Red Oak at around 7 p.m. for a fifth-degree theft. England was accused of shoplifting a $9 bottle of whiskey. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. And the Council Bluffs Police Department is asking for help from the community in locating 40-year-old Kenny J. Anderson of Council Bluffs. Anderson has a valid warrant for burglary in the first degree, stemming from an incident that occurred Saturday at around noon, during which Anderson allegedly forced his way into the home of 45-year-old Angela Lipinski of Council Bluffs. The house is owned by Lipinski's mother and is in the vicinity of North 20th and Avenue A in Council Bluffs. While inside the home, Anderson assaulted Lipinski and struck her in the head with a garden shears, causing injury to her head. Anderson then fled the area prior to police arrival. He's also wanted on charges stemming from an incident which occurred October 20th in Council Bluffs. There are valid warrants for his arrest stemming from that incident, including assault to inflict serious injury, theft in the fourth degree, and criminal trespass. There is a picture of Anderson under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Authorities warn you not to attempt to confront him. He's considered to be dangerous. If you have any location on the information of Kenny J. Anderson, call 911, the Criminal Investigations Division in Council Bluffs at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. In our funeral announcements, Don Deers, age 96, of Greenfield, died November 15th. A massive Christian burial for Don Deers will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Elaine Sorensen, age 86, of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Elaine Sorensen will be held today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Mildred Lamar, age 97, who's formerly of Stewart, died Thursday in Clive. A funeral mass for Mildred Lamar will be today at 11 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Violet Urbis, age 89, of Greenfield, died Thursday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Violet Urbis will be held today at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Ruth Francis, age 95, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ruth Francis will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. James Jim Schwartz, age 85, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Jim Schwartz will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Troy Grimes, age 43, of Anita, died Saturday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Troy Grimes will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Oneida. Barbara Bruner, age 69, of Atlantic, died October 21st. Services for Barbara Bruner will be tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mervyn Carney, age 101, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Mervyn Carney will be this Friday at 1 o'clock at the United Congregational Church in Oakland. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland has the arrangements. Larry Schwanke, age 76, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Graveside services for Larry Schwanke will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Laura Champlin, age 52, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Laura Champlin will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First Assembly of God in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Terry Wall, age 72, of Panora, died Sunday. Funeral services for Terry Wall will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Richard Dick Howard, age 88, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. And per his wishes, cremation has taken place, and a celebration of life memorial service for Dick Howard is currently pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.